wanted from the start, her mind, body, and heart. And I just knew the two of us would never ever part. I used to fart under the covers and she just laughed. She even cleaned my balls when we would take a bath. She straightened up the bed while I was still in it, get up and fix some breakfast. The kind of gal that makes you wanna leave them other heifers alone. But my bone got a mind of its own. I continued to roam while she waited by the phone. Loneliness got the best of her. She wanted to explore her other options that she had. Oh no, my baby wasn't a whore, just a woman with needs, a desire to be appreciated. I tried to keep her in the nest, warm and incubated, but my heart was steady getting colder, coming home with not enough energy to even hold her. And then happened one bright early morn, I turned around to give my baby a hug and she was gone. Calling house to house, trying to figure out where could she be. She don't get up before me, and it's damn near sweet. It's pouring down outside, raining cats and frogs. I know pretty soon she's coming back to the house. Damn, 3:30, 4 o'clock, 5, quarter to 6. Something must be wrong with the ride. Eyes wide, looking outside every 10 minutes. Not realizing the relationship's been finished. 12 pack, 8 cups of coffee, 2 cups of tea, hurting, peeping out the curtain, forgetting to pee. Telephone rings, bling, hurry up, pick it up. I thought I heard somebody say,
yeah, I got you.
But it wasn't. But I still almost hit the star 69 button, ready to cuss out whoever answered the phone. But I didn't call back, just face the fact that she was gone.
Flat.
You ain't had enough minutes on your phone to call me?
It's locked in the car.
Oh, well, shit.
Yeah.
You left it in the car while it was on.
Yes.
Flat. All right, fuck it. Just come on home.
I'm on my way.
Hello?
Hey, baby, it's me. I took care of everything.
Oh, yeah, he fell for that loaf of bread bullshit, didn't he?
Hey,